Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the third quarter 2012 results conference call. I would like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Bill Williams, President and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Williams.
Thank you, Donna. Good morning. During this conference call, we will discuss our financial results for the third quarter ended June 30, 2012, and provide an update on operations. Our presentation is available on the front page of the company website entitled Q3 Fiscal 2012 Presentation at www.arvana.com. We ask that you please note our forward-looking statement on slide 2 and take a moment to read it in its entirety. I would like to welcome on the call with me today Daniela Dimitrov, Chief Financial Officer, and Jim Jock, Chief Operating Officer. Once we have completed our presentation, we welcome questions and the operator will explain how you may participate as we draw to a close. Note that this call is being recorded and will be made available on our website for replay. Looking at slide 3, we have made significant management changes over the third quarter and thereafter. We welcome Daniela Dimitrov to the position of Chief Financial Officer. Jim Jock was elevated to the role of Chief Operating Officer, and we welcome the additions of Francisco Fimbres as Director General and Jim Watt as Director of Operations at the EVBC Mine. These people bring substantial mining experience to the management team and reflect our commitment to strengthen our operational and financial performance going forward. We will now have Daniela provide a summary of our financial results for the third quarter ended June 30, 2012, which were released Monday and are available in their entirety on our company website and SEDAR. Daniela?
Thank you, Bill. Turning to slide 5 in the third quarter presentation, we ended the quarter with cash of about $11.1 million and debt of approximately $79 million, comprised of our Credit Suisse debt, short-term debt to our major shareholder, and short-term debt at our UMZ mine in Bolivia. Subsequent to the end of the quarter, we made a principal and interest payment on our EVBC debt and paid down certain of the short-term debt, reducing our overall total balance to about $69.9 million. Turning to slide 6, gold production in the third quarter was 18,344 ounces, with total nine-month production of 40,773 ounces. Silver production was just under 250,000 ounces in the quarter, with total production for the nine-month period of about 440,000 ounces. And copper production in the quarter was almost 5.1 million pounds, with total nine-month production at about 11.3 million pounds. The sales for each metal in the quarter and for the nine-month period are set out at the bottom of slide 6. Turning to slide 7, revenue in the quarter was $43.7 million with gross margin of about $11 million or 25%. Adjusted net income for the third quarter was $3.6 million or 3 cents a share, and the way we define adjusted net income is not including the unrealized gains in this quarter from the mark-to-market of our outstanding hedges at the end of the quarter. For the nine-month period, adjusted net income was $3.1 million or 2 cents a share. Cash flow from operating activities in the quarter was $12.3 million, and total CapEx in the quarter was $8.4 million, bringing total CapEx for the nine-month period to about $25 million. Now, to update you on our three projects, EVBC in Spain, Don Mario in Bolivia, and Copperwood in Michigan, is Jim, our new Chief Operating Officer. Jim?
Thank you, Daniela. Turning to slide 9, the EVBC mine has now been in commercial production since August 2011. During the third quarter of 2012, the EVBC mine produced 13,983 ounces of gold, 1.47 million pounds of copper, and 39,621 ounces of silver for a total of 32,399 ounces of gold. Cash costs, including royalties for the quarter, were $806. We produced fiscal year 2012 production at EVBC to be 47,500 ounces gold, 2,000 ounces copper, and 125,000 ounces of silver. Moving to slide 10, commissioning of the shaft is complete. All safety features have been checked. Synchronization of the motors and skips, cycle times, loading and dump stations have been completed. Hoist operators and technicians have been trained. At this time, the hoist will be released into operate in automatic. However, there will be continued monitoring of the operation and checking of various components to confirm proper operation. Production will be at a lower rate while this is going on. This monitoring will continue till the end of the month. With a mine life of more than 10 years, we continue to look beyond 2012 and will investigate alternatives to maximize the mill output, enhance recoveries, seek improved head grade, increase gold production, and reduce the cost per ounce of gold produced. Moving on to slide 12, UMZ, Don Mario in Bolivia. During the third quarter, the leach precipitate flotation process, LPF, copper recovery and concentrate quality continued to improve. A high lead copper concentrate, an oxide cement, and a talcrust precious metal concentrate were produced during the third quarter, and all three concentrates produced are contracted for sale into the third quarter of fiscal 2013. The company will process oxide ore through the LPF circuit for approximately 15 days at a throughput of 1,700 tons per day. This will then be followed with approximately 45 days of flotation only at a throughput of 2,700 tons per day. During the third quarter, there will be two LPF process campaigns of 18 and 16 days. The focus of the UMZ mine continues to be improving recoveries for both the LPF and flotation-only process. Turning to slide 13, during the third quarter, 4,361 ounces of gold, 3.61 million pounds of copper, 209,280 ounces of silver were produced from UMZ. We project fiscal year 2012 production at UMZ to be 12,500 ounces of gold, 12.12 million pounds of copper, and 575,000 ounces of silver. Moving on to slide 15, the Copperwood Project is located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. In February 2012, we announced the feasibility study results for Copperwood, which is planned to be a 13-year underground operation and applies drill and blast methods, room and pillar mining. Mineable reserves reported were proven at 23.14 million short tons of 1.46 copper and 3.98 grams per ton silver and a probable of 7.09 million short tons of 1.21 copper and 2.44 grams ton silver. The plan calls for development of a ramp and box cut to access the ore bed. All development will be focused on the ore bed and virtually no waste rock will be handled. To date, the community surrounding the proposed Copperwood mine and local officials have been supportive of the venture. On April 30th, 2012, we were pleased to announce the receipt of the mining permit. This permit is key for the bringing of the copper mine into operation and indicates that the state of Michigan considers the project to have all necessary criteria to operate a mine in a responsible manner. The company will continue to investigate means of financing. The estimated $213 million pre-production capital expenditure, including a joint venture partnership, debt financing, offtake agreement, and equity financing. Bill will provide a conclusion.
Thanks, Jim. Turning to slide 17, we've revised our fiscal 2012 production guidance from 64,500 ounces of gold to approximately 60,000 ounces of gold, in most part due to the delays in the commissioning of the EVBC shaft. However, due to the exceptional performance at the UMZ mine, our guidance for silver has been increased to nearly 700,000 ounces from 625,000 ounces. Copper remains unchanged at 16.5 million tons. The stabilization of the operations and the increased cash flow during Q3 allows the new management team to be more focused on improving operations, further increase cash flow, and pay down our debt. We will now open the lines for questions, and I'll pass it back to Donna.
Thank you. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to cancel the question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. Thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. And the first question is from Gary Bathshock. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Bill. I just have a question. The inventory, you mentioned a concentrate is $6.7 million dollars worth. How much of this is that high lead concentration at Don Mario? Is that included in that number?
The copper con or the actual lead concentrate we're making?
The high lead con that is stockpiled on surface. Did you include any of that in the inventory value?
Right. Daniela, I don't believe we did. Can you confirm that, Daniela?
Sorry, the con and inventory at the end of June is actually $3.6 million out of the $14.5 million of inventory of AMIPA, at the UMZ mine. $9 million of the inventory is actually made up of consumables and supplies associated with mostly the LPF process.
Okay.
So the con is actually only $3.6 million at June 30.
We did not account for the high lead con is the question. Is that correct, Danielle?
We are carrying it at cost, so at the cost to produce it.
Okay, thank you. Also, you mentioned that on August 10th, the debt was down to $69.9 million. What was the cash position at that point?
It was about $10 million.
Okay, thank you. And also the shaft at Ovalle. So we can expect commissioning then for end of the month as they continue to do the fine-tuning, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. They've been going through basically for the last 3 weeks testing the entire system, checking all the safety features. They're basically done with that now. They will release it, and it will start operating automatic at a slower pace. And without any problems, we should be able to release it for full production next month.
Great. That's good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. And the next question is from Joe Mesumler. Please go ahead.
Mesumler, no worries. Hey, guys, when the shaft does commission, what do you anticipate the steady-state throughput from the mine might be? First question.
What we're looking at for a 2013 budget is approximately 2,000 tons per day.
2,000.
Total at the EVBC, approximately 1,200 tons of that will come from the Bonice, with probably 900 hoisted. The rest will come up the decline.
Okay. And then steady state going forward, how much of the ore do you believe, at 10 to 15% or something like that would be the oxide higher grade portion that you would feed to the plant?
Probably slightly higher than that.
Okay. And that would be steady state?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you anticipate steady state in terms of the gold grades being over 3 grams then, head grades?
Yes.
So yep. Maybe up to 3.25, something like that, 3.25?
Yeah.
Okay. And with respect to that inventory question on Don Mario, that $3.6 million, so that would be at cost not only the lead con, but the oxide cement and the talc-rich con?
Yeah, the inventory, the concentrated inventory, both at Kimbari and at the VBC mine and the UMZ mine are being carried at cost.
And the sales that you're anticipating in Q3 of the cons, they're inclusive of all three, or...?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
I thought I read somewhere that you were anticipating being able to sell these cons in Q3.
All the way.
Oh, sorry, Q4, sorry, in your next quarter.
Yeah, so any concentrate, so the concentrates or the doré that's being carried in inventory at the end of the quarter, we would anticipate sales into the next quarter.
Right.
At UMZ, the we've got offtake agreements that take us into the second quarter of the third quarter of 2013 financial year into April of 2013.
Okay, but you do have a buyer for the lead-rich con.
At this point, no, Joe. We have about 500 tons in inventory, plus or minus, and we're still marketing the lead con product.
Okay. But the oxide cement and the talc-rich, there you've got buyers for that.
And the copper con.
And the copper con, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I'm just worried about those other ones that you're producing anyway and you're costing out.
No. We have, as Daniela said, we have contracts for that into Q3 of fiscal 2013.
Okay, and then going forward, how much longer do you believe that you'll keep running the LPF circuit, or is your intention to keep running it at a certain portion until you finish the oxide and porous?
I would say we'll run it. If we have a contract on it, we'll run it. If we don't have a contract, we can always do flotation only. That's a non-issue.
Okay. Because right now the LPF is around 1,500 ton per day. Is that right?
Yeah. To date, that is correct.
Okay. But you're still assuming 90% availability on that circuit at that rate.
That is correct.
Okay. And then 2,700 tons with the flotation.
Yeah, and I think we were slightly above that in last month, actually. Roughly.
Okay.
So
and then,
that's good.
Okay, and with respect to the guidance, is most of the shift due to the later commissioning of the shaft?
Yes.
Okay.
On the gold ounces, yes. We've been behind on that, and yes.
Okay, and then everything else is related to different recoveries that you're getting at Don Mario, I guess.
No, it's supposed to be related to EVBC, Joe.
Okay, but the silver was Don Mario?
Excuse me?
The silver, the higher silver?
Yeah, that's Don Mario. We're doing very well there, and that's why we're moving that up again.
Okay, and that's mostly recovery rather than head grade?
Part of it is. I mean, I think you have to go back to when we did a flotation-only run in, in May? And we were over 90,000 ounces, if I'm not mistaken. It's just been very good, and our recoveries in the transition-only or flotation-only processing of transition ore have been in the low 40s. It's very high grade. It's 1 to 2 ounce material we're processing, though, right?
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Kent Neal. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for the call there. Just wondering, obviously at EVBC, you've changed your method for calculating cash costs. If you could give us the cash costs for the previous two quarters of this year using the new calculating method there.
The cash costs using the new method for the second quarter would have been $7.65, and the cash cost using the new method for the first quarter would have been $12.44.
Okay, and then and that $7.65 also incorporates that $2 million timing issue between the Q2 and Q3 cash costs.
Yes.
Okay, so there was an incremental increase in cost at EVBC from Q2 to Q3.
Revenue was recognized in the second quarter, but the associated costs were recognized in the third quarter.
Right, but adjusting for that.
But adjusting for that, there are $12.44, $7.65, and $8.06.
Okay, so costs sequentially went up in Q3 from Q2.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, and do you have and again, like minor things, you changed the cash cost method for Don Mario as well. It's now all co-product. Do you have the historical cash costs for the quarters available for that as well?
Yes, I do.
We were just in commercial production in Q2,
Okay, yeah, so just Q2 and Q3 then.
Right.
Thanks.
So for Q3, they're set out in the MD&A, and they are, just give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem.
So for Q3, we've got copper at 235, gold at 1119, and silver at 2120.
Okay.
And for Q2, which is when we reach commercial production.
Yep.
We've got gold at 1587, silver at 33, and copper at 361.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and last question for me is: Do you have any sort of guidance as what we can expect Q4 costs at EVBC to look like?
Metal production, Kim?
No, sir. Like just cash costs at EVBC. Like, what's that going to look like in Q4? Like, what kind of numbers should we be looking for?
I would say, I haven't, we're using this new method, and I haven't seen sales yet through July. But I think, I'm going to have to say around 700
okay.
at the moment.
I would agree with that.
Okay, perfect. And then obviously we'll hope that they move lower when you got the shaft running and continue to ramp. So looks good. Good to hear you paying down the debt. And best of luck. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Williams.
Thank you all for joining us today, and until the next quarter. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.